What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast that knows you are my Solskja, my only Solskja. You make me happy.
This is why we had to wait 5 minutes.
When skies are grey, we wanted Shearer, but he was dearer. Please don't take my Solskja away. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal.
Yeah, so that little ditty there.
What were you referring to there?
I'm prematurely blowing my wad at the fact that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer could, by the time this comes out, could already be interim Manchester United manager for the rest of the season.
It's currently the 7th of Jan, and as it stands, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is the leading candidate to be the Man United manager after Ruben Amorim's sacked lunch.
I mean, I've used the Simpsons meme, "I'm trying to get fired."
I was waiting for it.
So much. But I thought, really, this is too much. Like,
do you think
a joke is a joke, Andy, but like...
Did you see The Sun, which is an absolute rag, and I would never compliment The Sun, but they had quite the headline of like, "When your trophies are nil and you've cost 30 mil, that's Amorim."
All right. They're always good for a bad headline.
Henri,
you know?
You Bastille was another.
Seven ups.
What was that?
Every time somebody scored. United beat Roma 7-1. Seven. I remember particularly.
For God's sake, it's the same joke over and over
you
again.
You unloading the papers like, seventh heaven, seven ups.
Oh, that, now, that really bugged me. Anytime Rooney did anything, Rue must be joking.
Rue better believe it.
The worst one was just Rue King. What, instead of you King? Like, that's awful.
What do you think, boss?
Print it. Whatever. Yeah. We're the Sun. We don't care.
So Amorim got the sack.
Thoughts? Talk to me.
I'm always back the manager. And for large periods of his tenure, I watch every game 90 minutes through when I can, which is the majority of the time. And for large tenures of his man, I'm like, these players are fucking, you know,
dog shit.
But they're like, you're like, oh, the system is the problem. The system wasn't the problem for the large part. I believe that.
Yeah.
But I believe the players didn't buy into it. They didn't believe in it.
Right.
For a large part. And what kind of soured me, this is very recent. It's fucking...
The last game?
30th of December. No, Leeds wasn't so bad. But Wolves. And like...
Yeah.
The whole thing is like, you know that like you have Ahmad, Mbeumo gone. Mount, Fernandez injured. Mazraoui gone. So you got like five flexible players there, all gone. And we played 4-2-3-1 against Newcastle. Kept the first clean sheet we kept in like 15 games. You're like, okay, here we go. At home to Wolves. Like, eight defenders he starts with. Goes back to like 3-4-3. And had like Xerxes.
The indignity of drawing to Wolves, who were on an unbelievable...
Statistically, they still are the worst Premier League team ever.
Up until this weekend, and I hadn't looked at the table, and I actually rubbed my eyes. I was like, they're on 3 points.
And we gave them one, like... Right?
It's like, I didn't think it was that bad.
No, and it was, you know, they had been improving. They, like, last minute lost against Arsenal. They gave you guys a pretty decent game.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, I was looking at it, it's like, oh, he has Xerxes. And I was like, looking at the formation, I was like, oh, he's going like Xerxes behind the striker and Dorgu right wing again. And then it's like, lines up and it's like Xerxes right side of a front three. And he's like, jogging up and down the wing. Like, that's not what you want. You wanted the ball into his feet so he can turn and pass it.
So do you think he lost?
He lost me with that. That was the first time I was like, you fucking stubborn idiot. You stupid, silly, stubborn man.
That was last week.
And then Leeds, it was, you know, okay. But it was all after the Leeds game. I was like, you're taking the piss, like, talking out of school like this.
It
considering you've
like
got the worst win record.
I couldn't believe his
of any
record.
Man United manager post Fergie. Like,
has he lost more games than he's won?
No,
but it's close, right?
It's like 28-25-12. It's like win, loss, draw. Something like that. Like, it's, you know...
Close.
Yeah, yeah, it is close.
That's,
it's like,
insane.
It's like 43% win record or
but
something.
Do you think, like, because, you know, the whole thing with Amorim was like, oh, he plays this way and he's going to play this way at United and we're bringing him in. We know the way he's going to play and we're going to back him to... It'll take a while, but we'll back him to do that. And do you think the board were just like...
I think they were like,
Who broke their promise here? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, people are like, oh, they didn't back him. Like,
yeah.
They didn't have money to spend in January. They spent over 200 million in the summer. They brought in three strikers. They brought in Sesko. They brought in Cunha. They brought in Mbeumo.
Yeah.
And they brought in a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
So, you know, what they've said is, you know, or what's being said is that he was like, it's okay, I don't need another centre mid. I have players that can play there.
Yeah, I've Casemiro, I've big Cass.
I mean, you can't teach that. Having a great season.
How mad.
Yeah, I mean...
He was supposed to leave the football before the football leaves him.
Well, Carragher.
And now look at him.
But like, you know, he's one that like dug in like under Amorim. Yeah. Amorim had him, like he didn't play like 10 of his first 12 games or something. And then...
Yeah.
He kind of worked his way back.
What's the story with Cobby Mainoo? He just was ostracized. What did he do? What's he ever done?
He wasn't great under Amorim, like, you know.
Right. So you just didn't have faith in him. Like, he didn't
pretty
do
much
anything.
Like, you know, okay. Or like the games that he did start in that formation didn't really suit him.
Right.
Or like then he tried playing him like center forward. He played training him like right wing forward.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. That you're like, you kind of want him picking up the ball and turning at the base of the midfield.
How do you feel when you see, because it's a big deal, you know, when your manager gets sacked? Was your initial feeling like,
Yeah, kind of. Like, it was one of those. No, because I kind of soured on him a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And then it's like.
He didn't seem like he wanted to be there.
It's like, he's trying to get fired.
He's literally trying to.
Yeah. I was like, okay. And then I was like, kind of getting giddy, being like, he's gone tomorrow. Like, I can't believe this. It's moving so fast. Like. Like, we're still in a fairly decent position.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, this decent squad, you're going to have the guys back after AFCON. Maybe they bring in somebody in the, you know.
Sir Gareth?
Oh, no. In the summer, like, they're going to bring in a yes man. That's what they want.
And Amorim wasn't a yes man, is that it?
Apparently not. Right. Even though it kind of seemed like he was for a bit.
I'll tell you what Amorim is, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah?
He's a loser.
Well,
all right.
Yeah.
I mean,
also a winner, but
metaphorically speaking, not literally. Because didn't he have this whole thing of like, wasn't he going to West Ham at one point? You speak about West Ham, and then didn't get the job, and then had to apologize to his team for even speaking to West Ham.
He turned down the job at West Ham, I think it was, and then it was like he apologized. Like, I shouldn't have met with them because he was like, he turned down the West Ham job because I think he thought he was going to get the Liverpool job.
Yeah.
And that's why he turned down West Ham. And then, you know,
it seemed like
Slot got in. Now, somebody told me Slot is only on a 2-year contract.
Is he?
And so he could be donezo at the end of the season.
I mean, I don't know how I'd feel. Do you know what? I wouldn't feel if I got the news today that, like, Slot is gone, I'd be like, okay. You know,
Kenny Dalglish in till the end of the season.
You know it, man. Yeah. League Cup glory.
Roy Hodgson.
Even though we're out already.
Let's not take the fucking piss here.
Well, it certainly wasn't. Well, I think right, you
let's,
are.
Let's go again. Yeah, good. Yeah, like it's the fucking best clip.
I love it so much.
It's like, you know what you're doing. He's like, well, no, Roy, I'm just asking the question. Yeah.
Find hard to accept, but luckily,
which one
do you think?
I'm asking you.
No, well, I'll leave it then. If you're going to be tricky like that, I won't even bother to, you know, carry on. Shall we? Let's stop it here, shall we? I mean, you're going to be tricky with your questions.
No, I'm genuinely
asking.
Let's
start again. Start again. Which one? Well, how many were there? And they had two shots at goal. One was a penalty, and one was a strike at goal. Our goalkeeper saved. So, what decision are we talking about?
Okay.
So, you know, let's not take the piss here.
I certainly wasn't.
Well, I think you are. But there you are.
I wasn't.
Well, we start again, shall we? Or else you can use that if you want.
No, I don't think I want that.
Start again.
It was a genuine question.
Well, I won't mention it then. You know, there wasn't a fucking penalty in the game. There wasn't one of those ridiculous situations in the game. That didn't happen. So let's just talk about our performance.
Roy, a satisfying day at the office?
Yeah, I thought we played very well.
Well, what do you think? There was only two chances. One was
get fucking cheeky. yeah, good, yeah. And they restarted, like, yeah, good game, yeah.
Actually, like, thanks, Roy.
Thanks, Roy.
Well, yeah, with so Amram, yeah, I kind of thought, like, I think he wants to go. It was kind of refreshing at the start. Like, he says what we're all thinking. United are dog shit. And it's like, yeah, we are.
Really dog shit, though. Like, we were, like, fifth when he took over. And you're like, oh, you're 4 points off top four.
Hey, I just seen Mourinho's win percentage was very high.
At Man United?
Yeah.
I mean, he came second a couple of... He came second and, like, third, I think.
After Ferguson, he has the next highest win ratio.
Yeah, but he's only there 2.5 years.
Still?
And it's the same thing. It's the same thing that happens every time that it is like... Like, Ten Hag...
ETH.
He had the highest win percentage of any coach, bar Guardiola, up until, like a year and 18 months into his tenure. It's right. Like, Guardiola's the only one with a better win percentage in their first 18 months.
Yeah.
And then it was like, this wheel's a little loose.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
But do you think, like, because weren't United looking for someone... When the FA Cup was like, all the board of United were like, shit! They can't get rid of him now.
And they backed him with players.
But they were also looking for other players. Weren't they all...
They were interviewing like Tuchel and stuff like
and
that.
And weren't they also doing a similar thing recently? Even though Amorim was...
No, they haven't met with anybody yet. But like...
Yet.
There's all this stuff that it was like... Before Amorim came in, like Dan Ashworth, who was their director of football or whatever, one of those exec roles, he wanted Solskjaer back in.
I mean, why? Why would you get him back in? Why do you want him? The Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, it's just sentimental. I was just looking at some. Looking at clips from talking yesterday.
Well,
and
that's
like,
the problem.
I was like,
do you know what it is? Do you know what's fooling you about Solskjaer? It's the twinkle. It's the twinkle in his eye,
Andy,
which was extinguished.
First two seasons at United, like his season and a half at United, that he had, like, he's got a very good record.
Yeah, I liked him. Ronaldo killed him.
It really did.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, we get. I wonder, it's such a sliding doors thing because, like, they brought in Sancho, brought in Varane, and it's like, and we need a striker, and we're going to go get a striker to really, like, kick on.
Yeah.
And then it's like 37-year-old Ronaldo, who's also just scored like 35 goals for Juventus, has shown up, and he's going to go to Man City. Well, not if we can help it. And then it's like, like, because the whole thing was like, we had Cavani, who was like pressing forward.
Yeah, oh,
and we were like a team of pressing maniacs.
I've never liked a United player more than
really fucked it. Like, he could have stayed if we hadn't brought Ronaldo. It really is the biggest mistake. Like,
it is.
Like,
and so,
it for Ollie. And then I would love now. I don't know if the team is as good as it was that he had.
It's not.
Yeah, but like. Got better defenders this time around.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing was like that Europa League final when we didn't have Harry Maguire. I was like, Jesus, we're so dependent on Harry Maguire because, like, we looked all at sea. And now it's like, well, Harry Maguire is like our, you know, fourth best centre half.
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of where he should be.
Solskjaer has the record for unbeaten away games in the Premier League.
Really?
28 games unbeaten away in a row.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, for the sheer pantomime of it all.
Got Solskjaer, maybe I don't know. It's one of two.
Darren Fletcher will...
Big Fletch tonight.
He'll win most of his games. He'll get the permanent gig.
No,
and then
apparently
the cycle will repeat.
He's literally there for like 4 days. He's there tonight and Brighton on Saturday.
Oh.
And then it is caretaker manager till the end of the season. Mm. And then a permanent guy. They're talking Gareth. They're talking... your man Nagelsmann, from the German coach, he used to coach.
Or what's your man's name?
I tell you,
Palace manager.
No, I think he's been ruled out. Glasner, like, but say Slot was to go, and like they're talking about Pep going.
Would you take Slot?
No, bald asshole. Never liked him. Ever since that picture of him being like, never liked him. Like,
I've noticed a real turning now from Liverpool fans. I mean, on Twitter, so take into that what you will. But
and many of them are bots. Like,
oh my god! Oh, it's just so. I mean,
you know what I hate? That nothing is real or genuine anymore.
Yeah, or at least if it is, you're questioning whether it is.
Well, it's just like something like a big Breaking Bad fan, as you know, and Better Call Saul. And it was like, the character. You never watched Better Call Saul, did you?
No, but I do want to watch it.
It's better.
I hear.
I think so. I'm rewatching it at the moment. Yeah. I got a book for Christmas, an episode by episode, like, essay.
Oh, nice.
So
you love that shit.
Oh man, I love it. I love it so much. And I got a book for Christmas, and there was a video. It was like Lalo Salamanca, who's like the cousin of Tuco.
Yeah.
It was like, may have been introduced in Breaking Bad, but Better Call Saul made him, you know, a legend. Yeah. And I was like, he was never in Breaking Bad. And the clip was from Better Call Saul, because another character that was never in Breaking Bad. I was like, who, like, did somebody create this? Has it just been fed through a machine and it's created this like clip video
that like, didn't exist?
That the clip, no, the video existed, but like the caption.
So the caption was just wrong.
The caption was wrong. But I'm like, did somebody go to the effort of being like, oh, this is a clip from Breaking Bad, but you know, I'm gonna, or they think it's a clip from Breaking Bad.
Maybe it was,
but
just
from,
an error.
Maybe it was, but I'm also like, the cynical side of me is like, there's just a lot of ones and zeros going around, and it's like, this is this. You're like, well, it's not that, it's this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything is wrong. Nobody cares. Everybody's so lazy.
Everyone is so lazy.
You know?
And I find that, do you know, I really just really don't like,
we're living in
world
slop era.
It's not, you know. Do you know what really bugs me? And I seek it out as well. When someone's being like real sarcastic on Twitter or something, like, you know, like something obviously is sarcasm, and then I will always click into the tweet, scroll through all the bot comments, and to, because I want to find someone being like what are you talking about? It's not that. And everyone's like, you know, joke you and all this. But I'm like, especially when they come in hard and they're like, are you fucking stupid or what? I'm like, you're the fucking tick for not getting it.
I tell you.
And it's all that on,
it's like football
now.
Twitter, wrestling Twitter, is all that. It's
all that
tribalistic bullshit.
It drives me mental. Like, it really, like, you know.
Hey.
Yeah?
Because we're talking about algorithms.
Uh-huh.
What's the state of algorithms with you?
On Twitter?
No.
Porn.
Well, a lot of that. Jesus.
Do you find
Christ.
That? Like, because it auto goes to the next video, so I can't show someone a video in case the next
one
is
even,
like...
It's not even, like, I'll just be, like, on my For You tab, and it's just, like...
Tits.
Yeah, it's like, hey, look at this thing.
Look at Billie Eilish stuns a new photo.
But
I mean.
Or it's just some girl with an OnlyFans account that's just there, and I'm like, all right, like...
It's covered in it.
Where's the Man United news? Like, my Ruben Hammerin, please. Like, yeah. It's just like, oh, you're bombarded. Yeah. Like,
my algorithm is very different on all
great
platforms.
So let's go to the big two platforms.
Okay.
Spotify and Netflix.
What? Oh, okay. I was thinking, oh, yeah, sure. Instagram and TikTok, sure.
But I mean...
I mean, does Netflix, like, have an algorithm?
Of course it does. Right, so okay. let's just tease it out, right?
The two big ones.
Yeah, the two big ones for me. A 39-year-old man. I'm not a 16-year-old girl, Andy.
Well, I am. Yeah. Yeah, go on.
I'm still 39 for, you know, a month.
39 and I'm feeling fine. Go on.
So, algorithm for Spotify.
Yeah.
Your Discover Weekly.
I never go into it.
Open it up there.
Okay.
Let's do a little...
Now, I do recall your Discover Weekly being very much...
It used to be, right?
Mine doesn't know me at all.
Mine's kind of gone off on its own for me, to be honest. And it...
Actually, it's not... It's not, like, it's not that bad. It's a lot of... pop punky sort of stuff.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it actually reflective of what you're listening
to? I guess so, yeah. There's Real Big Fish, Knuckle Puck, Sum 41, Mighty Bosstones, Me First and the Gimme Gimmies, you know, Green Day, Good Charlotte, hate them, but still. Ben Folds.
Hey!
It's more like your
Ben Folds?
Algorithm.
Which Ben Folds?
In Between Days.
Cover. He did a cover album. Yeah. He did a version of Bitches Ain't Shit.
Oh. But Hoes and Tricks.
Yes.
Ah.
I saw him perform it live. And Neil Hannon came out to
write. The whitest man in the world as well. So what's your algorithm?
So, like, mine used to be, you know, a wide swath of my kind of music. And now, for whatever reason, remember I was saying to you, like, I was getting into, like, Italian jazz. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, that stuff's not appearing on my algorithm. But, like, I think it's because I was listening to songs from Lilo and Stitch for my kids.
Now that's all over.
It's all instrumental Hawaiian themes, which is very
nothing
nice.
Wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
It's
but like,
be right up your alley, to be honest.
It is. But what I'm trying to get at is, like, Why does it pick on the one thing?
Like me with cake?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm reluctantly crouched. Yeah. You played it once in the car and they keep trying to feed it to me. I'm like, I'm not interested. Yeah.
Trying to feed you some of that cake, man.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want cake. Yeah. I'm full. But I kind of find that, yeah, it's like sometimes you'll listen to one thing and then I'm like, oh, right, I was only looking for one thing one time. I don't want that to define me now.
Like, I've won there, it's in Hawaiian. Hilo I Ilulu I.
Ah.
Or like Pacific Theme, Deep Blue Sea. Like, they're all, nice. But they're all like Hawaiian album art covers.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's nice. But like, I'm trying to wrap my head around what it is that does that. Same with Netflix. Like, on your Netflix, what, when you log into your Netflix app, what pops up first?
The first thing?
Yeah.
Couldn't even tell you.
Open it up there, right?
Okay.
I'll do it again.
Okay. I mean, I'm guessing it's just based on your habits and the meta tags that each thing has.
But I'm interested to see what is on yours. All right.
Two Broke Girls are the top one for me. Never watched it once.
click on films.
Films.
What's the first thing that popped up on yours?
Ace Ventura when Nature Calls.
All right, it does know you. Mine is like K-pop Demon Hunters, which is they're pushing their stuff, fair enough. But like then it's like only on Netflix. Like Wake Up Dead Man, Knives
but
Out.
But you see, the difference though, the difference between Spotify and Netflix algos,
yes,
is that I don't have to abide by what they're doing. Normally, I'm going onto Netflix and Spotify very specifically to listen to something that I mm-hmm. want to listen to. Whereas with Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, I'm only seeing what the algorithm is feeding me. I'm not going there looking for a certain tweet or
getcha.
Post. You know what I mean?
See,
so I find that more, you know, what's the word? Intrusive. Mm. That it's
just appearing like.
Yeah. Now, I will say, like, my Twitter is, I mean, if I dare just click on a video and keep going next, it's all just street fights and porn. Right? It's really negative. I'll be in there for 10 minutes and like proper, like, you know, brutal knockouts on the street. And I'm like, fuck it.
I'm
hell.
Sad now.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, what? And then 10 minutes later, I'll be like, oh. And then, of course, instead of going off, I'll go to TikTok. And, TikTok's a much more happier place. But I find that like Instagram and TikTok, if I am doing my scrolling, it's far more like I laugh at funny things on that and or something to do with football. Whereas Twitter, it's like tribalistic football, people getting beaten up.
I don't like it. Now, I
really don't like Twitter at all. Why am I still there?
I don't ask.
It's where I get my news. That's the
problem.
That's
the thing for me too, actually. And then I'm like, this isn't real.
Yeah.
You know? Know. But where do you get the news these days?
Yeah, where else can you? I mean, the newspaper?
Yeah, give me a break.
Speaking of Netflix, I did watch your boy, Ricky Gervais's new stand-up. And you know, every year...
What's it called? You Can't Say That?
Yeah, basically. Mortality is this one. And it's... Because he does them every year, every 2 years, where he does them around New Year. It always drops around New Year. And for the sake of it being him, I'll always just put it on and give it a go. Because I really liked his, you know, Office and Extras, really, and his first two specials.
Animals,
and to a slightly lesser extent, Politics. Yeah. But
Animals is the best.
They've literally gone from funny, less funny, less funny, less funny.
What was
funny.
The real turning point was like, was it Fame?
Yeah.
That was the one where you're like...
Science was the third one, and that was not bad.
Yeah, Fame was bad, I remember.
Yeah, and then all the ones after. And then after the Golden Globes thing, it was kind of like, oh, this is my thing. I say what I can't say.
Yeah.
But you know what this special seemed like? And like some of the, you know, stuff that people have found offensive, I've laughed at in the past, because sometimes it's funny. But the problem that I have with his last few specials in particular, and especially this one, is that like, well, one, is just not funny. Like, I'm not laughing at all. I'm not even exhaling through my nose. But it seems like he's going through, like, what are the top five controversial topics? And I'll just reel them off. One thing, and then the next thing. And then the next issue is this. So like I said, and then someone tweeted me, and they said, well, you can't say that. I said, well, yeah, I can. And it's all just, like, it's like, that's his niche. And he's like, this is going to be one of the most personal specials I've ever done. I'm like, oh, is he going to talk about his life? And it's like, it's all just like, 50% of it is all to do with like tweets and Twitter, and it's just rolling through the hot topics so people will clip it and be like, can you believe he said this?
Can I ask you, did you get a good crowd reaction from it? Like, were they,
yeah, because they all, like, they're bought in, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm just, because what you're saying there, like, I don't know if you saw the Jimmy Carr. Well, that's what I was just looking up there. It was like Jimmy Carr, natural born killer. And it's all about, this is going to be the most offensive thing ever.
Yeah.
And he says it, and it's the fucking tamest shit ever. And then you just hear like, ha. And I was like, oh, it's
not even landing live.
No. And I'm like, remember I liked Jimmy Carr? I used to like him. And then it was like, and it's like, okay, but that's not natural anymore.
No.
That became a fucking...
He's kind of become a bit... Americanized, yeah. Like he was on Joe Rogan.
You can't cancel me, you know. Yeah. He's kind of become. They're all into that fucking manosphere shit.
Do you know what? I find it so fucking boring. That's the problem. And I see, like, Bill Burr's last special, the Drop Dead Years on Hulu. I watched that because, you know. And to be fair, like, Bill Burr has had a bit of a turn on him publicly lately.
Shouldn't have went to Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia thing. But I was like, I'm still definitely going to watch the special. And I was like, no, didn't really like that. But it's all, that's just the topic. Anytime anyone mentions Trump or trans or anything, just any of those big buzzword topics, I'm just like.
You know what? I'm gonna put a pin in this. I feel we're getting a bit negative.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, okay.
I feel we're getting a bit negative.
You're going to positive it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Want to talk about something?
Please.
Trees, Andy. I want to talk about trees.
You never ask.
So
Christmas trees or just normal trees?
Normal trees, right?
Evergreen or
well, let me get it out. All right.
Okay.
So one thing the algorithm is good for is it sometimes
trees.
Yes, serves you up nice movies. Okay,
uh-huh.
And the movie on Netflix.
Oopsie, man, I go blind every time. Did you call me Spud? Doink, movie review. Doink.
The movie is a small part of it because it got me thinking about trees. Okay,
about two other movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. So the movie called Train Dreams, has that ever popped up on your algorithm?
Absolutely never.
No. Okay. Train Dreams is a beautiful movie about America in like 1917.
Okay.
It's about a man, Joel Edgerton, from Warrior. Remember Warrior? Tom Hardy, and he was the other brother that you know, choked out Tom Hardy by the end.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry.
So 15-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. Literally 13 years old. Like. And he plays a guy, he's a logger. And he goes and cuts down trees in like Idaho or whatever,
yeah.
Like that, in these ancient forests. And it is beautiful and it's all about nature.
Just give you an appreciation for trees.
It got me thinking about it, right? Because I was like, oh man, I live in a place like this and I love getting out for walks in Wicklow and stuff.
Same.
And it filled me up. You know what I mean? Like I was sick over Christmas. I had a strep throat, so running the fever, and one of the days Faye brought the kids for a play date and I was lying on the couch holding the hot water bottle and I watched this and I was like, ah, man, this makes me feel good. It made me feel the one again, touch with nature again. And then the next day I brought the kids down to the park, you know, where the kind of car park is where you pass where I live. And there was a tree there that was very special to me because I used to look at it and be like, how old's that tree, do you reckon? Like, I'd be like, that's like 500 years old. It was massive.
Yeah.
And the storm over Christmas blew it out of the ground.
Oh.
And I found myself getting emotional.
Good.
Being like, oh man, that tree's gone now.
Yeah.
You know, this...
Well, that's good.
This thing that like, I mean, you know, it's a piece of wood or whatever like that, but like...
It's kind of all, without trying to get too philosophical.
No, why not?
It's all, you know, it's like the earth is breathing. You know what I mean? Like it's all.
I think this might be my New Year's resolution for 26 is to kind of move away from this shit, you know, and get back into touch with the world.
Yeah.
Not the people of the world, no. But like, you know.
Jesus.
But just, you know, we went to the beach the other day, and I was just like, great. Oh my lord.
Every time we go to the beach, I'm always like, that was great. That was great, wasn't it? Even though at the time, I'm like, I gotta get up.
Yeah, gotta lug everything into the car, and there's gonna be sand everywhere.
Oh
but
my
like,
god, Terry, I can't tell you. And let me tell you this, speaking of trees, and lugging shit.
We're gonna plant some trees in the back garden, by the way. That's the plan. Apple tree, I think.
I went to the, Botanic Gardens.
Oh, I love it there. Yeah,
Kilmacurra, yes, or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
During the Liverpool match, would you believe?
Which one?
The last one. The
Fulham.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I missed the first like 60 minutes of it. Yeah. Joe was just like, "Do you want to do something? This is like the last day before I'm going back to work." And I'm like, "I'm thinking like the match is on in an hour.
Make it quick, kid."
But she never wants to do anything. And she was like, "Maybe you go to that tree place." And I was like, "Yeah,
I love it there."
Kerry was taking a nap because she hadn't really slept, and I was like, "Okay, let's just all go." And I took all three of them. First time dealing with the three of them outside the house with this big
Daddy,
fucking.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Not now.
And then the coroner's like, "Oh my god!"
With the big double pram, and it's not now a wide double; it's a front double.
Oh, so it's you've got the cone, the bullet, like,
yeah, it's a fucking.
That's hard.
Yeah. And it was great 5 minutes, and Milo had a total meltdown. We had to go, but it was more the fact that we were out looking at these lovely trees, and I didn't, you know, crash or lose a kid or anything like this.
Always a bonus.
So I came back, and it's like Kerry hadn't even woken up yet. And I was like, "We've been to the fucking, yeah, you know,
I've tree place. Something, and, and now I'm back."
So it felt good. It felt good.
I love it there. It's just great, like that's why I'd be like, I don't think I'd ever move back to Dublin.
No,
as much as I love the city, and you've loads of stuff on your doorstep, like there's way more stuff now that I'm like. We went to Glendalough on Stephen's Day, and then the other day there we got out for a walk. Where did we go? We went Ballygannon Wood.
Yeah, yeah.
We tend to go there quite a bit, and like the kids are like, "Oh, I don't want to go," whatever. Yeah. And then it's like end up like at a campsite by a river and stuff like that. And
loving
it's
it.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
I kind of think, without trying to get too personal, I kind of think because I have some online clout, it pulls me in even more. Do you know what I mean?
With you're like always watching.
A presence. Because I have a bit of a presence. Mm-hmm. I don't know what word to use that doesn't make me sound like a pretentious twat.
It's kind of pretentious.
Do you know what I mean? I know. But you know what I mean? Something wrong with that Lucozade, pal?
Something going on with that Lucozade.
Why don't you drink up? Just to see how you feel afterwards. Terry? And I kind of feel like I really have an urge to just disappear offline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just because I remember when I was going, specifically, I had a great rhythm going from like 2016 to up to COVID, to 2020, where like Joni was between the ages of 1 to 5.
Yeah.
We good just age. Moved to Arklow. Everything's exciting. I got my first car. We got our first house. I was doing jiu-jitsu. I was out. I was socialising. We went on a nature thing every weekend. We went to the beach after work and during the weekdays.
Weren't quite pushed down.
No. I was just like, I think back on that 4-year spell of like, I think that was the happiest time that I've had in my adult life, of just that like, because I was nothing to do with online, you know what I mean? Where it's like, that's the it. Online stuff's great when it works and if I'm happy with it and all this, but it's not. Apples and oranges.
We're all just too online at the moment. Yeah. Like, you know
what I mean? But so I'd love to, you know.
You can do it.
Just park it.
You can do
it. I did a digital detox a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I did find it very helpful. I gave myself YouTube, just long form YouTube vids.
But see, that's what I wouldn't get rid of. I wouldn't get rid of me watchings. You know,
no.
My stories.
Yeah, if you pick what you want to watch, that's different than just what's the slop serving.
Yeah, exactly. We're in slop era.
Yeah. Are in a slop.
Speaking of stories.
Uh-huh.
Did you know, maybe you don't know, Vince Gilligan of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul fame.
Yeah.
He has a new show.
Pluribus.
Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Have you any inclination to watch it?
Yeah, I do.
It's really fucking good.
I've heard it's really good, and then I've heard other people say it's boring.
Yeah.
So I think I'd be in that camp, to be honest, which
why were they saying it was boring?
That's all I heard.
Yeah. It's not boring. There's plenty of character stuff going
they're
on.
Wrong.
There's plenty of character stuff going on.
Oh, character development, really?
Well, it's about being human. The whole thing sounds is great. Do you know what the premise is?
No.
I don't want to ruin it for you.
Oh.
The log line was, what if the most unhappy person in the world was trying to make other people as unhappy as her?
Ooh.
Now that's not quite true of what it is, because it's hiding a reason why everybody else is super happy.
Okay.
So
is there any supernatural element to
yes,
it?
Yes. Okay. Not supernatural, sci-fi,
fine.
I would say.
That's fine. Yeah.
So there is something there.
Okay.
And in typical Vince Gilligan fashion, there's a lot of process stuff that you're like, oh, why is she doing that? You know, like, I think it's pretty tremendous TV.
How many episodes are?
Nine.
Okay. And that's the season done?
That's the first season done. And like he said, it's the most watched Apple TV show ever. More than Severance.
More than Severance?
Yeah. Better than Severance, in my opinion.
Haven't even seen Severance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were all hopped up on Severance.
First season was good, and then I heard people saying it was the best one I've ever seen. And then we watched it with Faye was watching it, and I was like, it is really good. Second season was good.
Good.
Just good, not great. Like, they kind of stuck the landing with the ending. The ending, I was like, oh, that's very interesting. It'll be another 4 years till we see another season.
That's the problem. Yeah. I know Stranger Things has a bunch of hate now. Is it because Millie Bobby Brown is got such plastic surgery out the wazoo?
She's so young.
20, like.
Yeah, there was a picture of her, and it was like somebody posted it.
It's that face, like, that has gone around all last week of just her reaction in Stranger Things.
But it was like a picture where she had like blonde hair and she was dressed kind of funny, and then they posted a picture of like Stifler's mom from the White Lotus, and I was like, it's so cruel that it's like a 22-year-old woman or whatever.
I don't know why they do it. Like, why do you need to do that?
I haven't watched it since season 3, which was what, 10 years ago.
That's one, like, this is the problem, isn't
like
it?
Last season, like season 4 was COVID. It was definitely during COVID. Yeah. I know because I got COVID off somebody that was talking about it. So, you know, I remember that vividly. Like 21 probably would have been around Christmas time. So it took 4 years to make a season of television.
No, no thank you.
And
do you know what? I just found I'm not rooting for anyone in it. There's no one I'm rooting for. I need to be rooting for one person. Even if it's the bad
Steve,
guy.
Steve, probably, you know.
I don't even know who that is.
He's your boy. Joe Keery?
The brother? Or the...
The bully? You know? Like,
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I think it was just dog shit. I think the last season was crap.
Like, really?
That's what I heard. And then they... yeah. And long. Like, the last episode was like 2.5 hours or something like that. Like, you know?
Really?
Yeah. It wouldn't be...
I just, yeah. Well, I have something for you.
Yeah.
A banger?
Oh, please. Boom, 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 boom. It's bangers for Terry. Boom, boom, boom. What will you give me?
Ooh, woo. Boom. Okay. I recall previously I made you listen to Panic at the Disco's 2008 album, Pretty Odd, one where they went Beatlesy, and you were like, you know what, I kind of wish it was more like I Chime In, etc.
Yeah.
So in honor of the first album's 20th anniversary coming out in 2 weeks, mm-hmm. although that'd be 2026 and the original came out in 2005, so I don't know how that works, but
okay,
I hit you with a song that I can't even remember the name of.
I'm pulling it up right now. No, it's not working. You're going to have to...
I'll pull it. I'll just edit this out.
See, the thing is with the Spotify, when you share a song with me now, it doesn't come to my WhatsApp. It goes to...
What?
You share it on the app to me, which I don't know if
what?
It's like... Yeah. You know, I'd send you a link to a Spotify song, and like, it would just bring me to it. Yeah. Now it's like you sent
me... Tell me what happens when you click on the link I sent you.
It brings me to this thing, like a little conversation.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, right? It's like... Message. Yeah, it's like...
But look on me, it's just...
Doesn't do that for me. Yeah. Anyway, so crank it up there. Now I'm of consenting age to be forgetting you in a cabaret somewhere downtown where a burlesque queen may even ask my name as she sheds her skin on stage. I'm seated and sweating to a dance song on the club's PA. Exactly where you like
I'm afraid that I, well, I may have faked it and I wouldn't be.
That piano and drum, you can't argue with that.
Look, weirdly, I've come around to
yes.
Like, it know. Swings, doesn't it?
And isn't this exactly where you'd like me? I'm exactly where you like me, you know.
The bit that kind of let me down or let the air out of the balloon was the chorus. Have we had the chorus there?
This? Yeah. Is that, it's not as good as the verses.
Yeah, the verses are way better than the chorus.
You like, expect the chorus, like, well, if these are the verses, I can't wait for them.
I was like, kind of. I was like,
I know.
Yeah, I was like, oh. And then they get back into
it's
the verses.
It's what verse. You want my panic to be. Yeah, just unashamed it's
never,
fucking...
It's never coming back, though, Andy.
Pure panic, you know what I mean? I know it's not coming back.
Never coming back, never gonna come back.
But, yeah, I was really racking my brain because I wanted to I want to hit you with a banger.
Mm-hmm.
And my gut instinct is to always hit you with something that I like that I don't think you'll like, but you might like.
I mean, that's the name of the game.
Is that so? I can hit you with some more pop-punk shit? Because there was one that I really wanted to send you. I'm like, I just know he's not going to like it, though.
But within reason, Andy.
Well,
know?
That's what I mean.
It doesn't always have to be pop-punk, you know?
No, but that gives me the most joy. Otherwise, you know what I mean? I want to change you. You know what I mean?
Do
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you with movies, you know?
It's not change. It's like...
I want to expand your horizon.
Expose you to, you know, newer things. Stranger things.
What's your thoughts? And you may have noticed that then at the end of that song... It kicks right into, you know, so it like leads in to your song, you know.
Yeah. You know, I was gonna say you're playing on my love for the accordion. You know, you sent
I knew.
Me the other one that you'd already sent me the system of a down. Yeah, big Polk influence, and I was like, oh, you know.
And actually, since I was actually... That came up on my algorithm because I was going through songs to send you and that came on last night. I was like, oh, it really is good.
It was a great... You're going to be like, oh, a movie. But like, the movie called The Polka King.
Of the Midwest.
Well, it is. It's about... I think it's like they based the John Candy character kind of on this guy. Like,
oh, right.
He was much more famous. He's a real guy. Jack Black plays him.
And he does.
He's just. I think there's like a Polka King album, and it's just him singing a bunch of polka songs.
Nice.
And I was like, "Fucking hell!" Like, if there was ever a man made to be a Polka King,
I tell you, I really want to see this Anaconda movie.
Oh, I heard it's bad.
I mean, I don't care. It's a comedy, and it's got Paul Rudd and Jack Black in it, and they're kind of they're remaking Anaconda, and then it gets all real or something like that.
Yeah,
like I'm you know, to borrow a phrase from the youth, I'm here for that.
Did you?
Although, is that even old now? You didn't even say that anymore.
Okay, Grandpa, let's get you to bed.
Stupid. But I'm very excited to watch that movie. To be honest,
do you never watch The Naked Gun? Did you?
No, because you pay for it on Amazon or something. It's the one with the fucking, you know.
Rent or buy.
Yeah.
Get it away. I don't want to see it.
I don't want to. Give me an option to hide that shit.
There was at the start, and I think because I didn't say no because I wasn't sure.
Ah.
It was just there. I'm like, how do I turn it off? You can't.
You can't.
Your mistress. I'm afraid I can't let you do that, Terry.
Do you know, Joni got a big projector for her room.
I was going to ask you.
It's phenomenal.
Nice.
It's,
was that for Christmas?
Yeah. Mm. And it basically, she just... It's got all the apps in it, and it's got a HDMI cable so you can connect the PlayStation or whatever, but the apps are all there. It's got a remote and all this. You just literally plonk it down, it auto-focuses, it adjusts, fills the wall, and it's super crisp and colourful. Like, it's not...
Send me a link, will you?
I will. It's really, really good.
Because, you know, I've been fighting the losing battle about a TV upstairs.
Projector.
Projector has been...
Easier to carry.
Projector has been... Well, okay, maybe projector, but... We had one. Somebody gave us one that they weren't using and couldn't really get it working as well.
No.
It was like you needed to plug in your laptop to it. I was like, wouldn't the stuff on my phone was not working or whatever? So
Johnny's just projecting onto her ceiling now, just lying on
her
bed
good.
Watching.
Yeah, could do that. Yeah. Like
I have to say now, it was the find of Christmas.
How was your Christmas?
It was good.
We'll wrap it up with Christmas New Year's review.
You know, it was just a relief.
Yeah.
It was a relief that at the end of Christmas Day, we were like, the two of us were just kind of like, okay, we did good there. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all happy. The fact that Joni knew the deal
was kind of nice because
this is her first year.
Yeah, and she kind of helped us wrap presents for the a few nights before Christmas Eve. So when it came to Christmas Eve, we weren't like up to 2 a.m., yeah, which we normally are. And it was always Kerry makes this ham. We don't do turkey, but she makes this like, it was like a marmalade glaze or something. It sounds disgusting.
No, some gotta get a glaze on.
Something like that. And oh my Christ, I am obsessed with it. So that was delicious. But yeah, all in all, it was good. In New Year's, I was in bed. I actually forgot it was New Year's Eve. I just heard fireworks and I was like, oh, check my phone. I was like, midnight. Oh, it's New Year's Eve, of course. Yeah, Happy New Year. So that's how we celebrated it. But how about you?
Yeah, good Christmas. Been up to 90 as you are beforehand. And then Faye was like, Christmas Day. She's like, I feel like I can actually relax now. Like,
yeah.
I had a dinner, did steaks for us and some chicken for the kids. We don't do turkey either. We did it. We did it first year when we moved in. We did turkey, ham, everything. And
it's like, why do we?
It's such a waste. Like, you know,
I feel I'm getting even more like, you know.
I think a lot of people
have do that anymore, actually. Why are we doing that?
So we did. I did a nice bit of steaks for me and Faye. She made a gratin. We had stuffing. We had cheesy croquettes. Like, you had the sides were all
sides are, yeah,
were like all money. Christmassy sides.
Yeah.
And then we just had two nice pieces of fillet steak each. The kids don't like steak, so I made that. We got them like a nice breaded Maryland.
Nice.
They didn't fucking eat anyway. Even of course. Even though they're always like, "We love crispy chicken, Dad."
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Snot nose punks. So that was nice. Like I could say, we went out Stephen's Day for a hike and Glenlock,
and then really nice.
That night I was like bit of a sore throat, woke up the next day and like I was getting up with the kids and I was like, don't really feel throat's a little bit more sore, and then it was like freezing cold, boiling hot.
Everyone
and then it was like that, like I was getting into bed, I was kind of written off most of that day, and then like that night I was getting into bed and Faye was doing bedtime and I just like let out like a whopper fart and she's like, did you just fart? I was like, yeah. She's like, go sleep in the spare room with you. I'm like, you got it. Like, and then I couldn't sleep that night. I was just in and out of like flop sweat all night. It's like, had to ring care doc, go up to Wicklow Town to get like prescription.
Is care doc someone you see or you just get a prescription from them?
You have to go see them to get to, I was looking up like the one online.
I find that you're very good at, sorry to interrupt you, but you're very good at just going to the doctor or a hospital or something when you need to. I mean, we're terrible for that. I would just grit it out.
This is the thing. I was like, I normally would. I
wouldn't even take Anne. I would just be like, yeah, do Anne.
I was like, no, I'm running a fever. Like, yeah. And like, your mum was, and my throat. I'm
running hot.
I looked in the back of my throat and I was like, oh, a bit of white there. And then the doctor was like, oh yeah, that's really nasty. Really nasty throat infection you have there.
What?
And she's like, let me just check it out. Oh yeah, 39 degrees. Yeah, you're a bit hot. I'm like, great. So can I get antibiotics, please?
Can I get some of those antibiotics, please?
So you better believe, see, I'll tell you off mic. You better believe I'm holding on to that packaging, let me tell you. So that was kind of out of action for a couple of days. But then New Year's rolled around and
Up.
Yeah, of course. We watched Fargo. We normally do a movie and then movie's over by like 10, half 10. We flick around between late or like last year it was Sophie Ellis Bexter had like a New Year's show. This year it was like Ronan Keating's New Year's concert. Ronan Keating and friends. It was crap.
Yeah.
Bring back
would've
Sophie.
So.
But then Jules Holland,
The
Hoot Nanny. And it's weird. We watch it every year, but it's like we noticed this year. It's like, have you not? They don't film it. It's not live.
No, they never do that for New Year's. Though, they never film a New Year's thing.
But Craig David was on.
Craig David.
Fucking class.
Every neighbor got that flavor. Somebody say Justice.
It's like, what? That's what he's been reduced to. Like,
he's doing it now. I mean, Katy Perry did the last one.
Snoop Dogg did one, But like, I just mean,
seal of approval.
He did. Fill Me In and 7 Days.
Oh, Fill Me In. It's been
like a guy with the guitar. And I was like, I'd go, if Craig David was playing a gig like that, some guy with an acoustic guitar and he was just singing, because his voice is fucking still class.
And he still looks amazing.
He looks great. And I was just like, man, he was really fucking good. And then Faye had said it to me a little while ago. He came up in conversation. He's like, I think it's really terrible what happened to him. His career was torpedoed thanks to Avid Marian.
Who?
Craig David, Bo Selecta. Like,
do you think that was the reason?
A big part of it. Like, he never recovered from it. Like,
because everyone just kept going, Craig David.
He was a laughing stock. You know what I mean?
He did Brent as well, though, or, you know.
Who?
Or, like, David Brent, like Ricky Gervais.
Yeah,
at the time.
That's what I mean, but, like, that's David Brent. It's not Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, I suppose.
He did Michael Jackson, but Michael Jackson is, you know, dead or on the way to being dead. You know, but, like, Craig David was in the zeitgeist. He was, and he was a big part of that, like, garage scene.
He was.
That, you know, he kicked off. You know?
Oh, I haven't heard that song in ages. Yeah. That's the outro song right
class.
There.
Why were you sneaking around me last night? Moving in the bedroom. Well, but, you know, it was nice.
That's great.
Yeah, it was nice. Getting back into the swing of things now, you know, didn't overindulge as well, which was a kind
nice. You've been having a very good, if I may blow a little smoke up your ass there, Mary, very good fitness regime you've been on lately, or maybe not the last week or so, I don't know. But
I've been back in it. I missed two sessions because of the old strep throat.
It makes me want to do it in a very non-pressurized way, which is just the way I like.
I literally do it twice a week in the gym. Now, it's expensive compared to my FlyFit, but I'm getting way more out of it.
Right.
And, like, it is strength and conditioning training. You do 6 stations. Sometimes it's 2 per station. So it's like, you know, it might do a squat on station 1, and then station 2 is, like, your lateral lifts or whatever like that, and then your raised...
Yeah,
press, you know, stuff like that. Like, I know the first time I did it, I was like, I can't fucking, like,
because he didn't normally do
none of that. So, and I was like, my deadlift technique is probably terrible. I haven't done one yet.
I'm never confident. You know? I don't pull anything.
I'm getting there with squats now, which I never did.
Squats
in the gym.
Are satisfying.
Yeah, they are. Like,
and I'm pumping. My heart's pumping after squats.
They have this machine there. It's called the ski orb. It's basically like you pull down. 2 things.
Oh, the ropes?
Yeah. And, like, I hadn't done that before, and my leg, like, essentially a lot of leg
good
training that I always neglected, you know. And
well, you didn't need it with calves like that.
And now my calves are getting even stronger as we speak.
Jesus, God have mercy on us all.
But I'm getting so much more out of it than I did my FlyFit, which, you know, I paid £40 a month for.
Yeah,
sometimes went twice a week.
You figure it out.
But that I was like, but it was like 40, you know, 45 minutes. I get on the treadmill.
Yeah,
I do my chest. I do abs, whatever that. Whereas this, it's like you're working different stuff all the time.
Yeah.
On like Christmas Eve. It was like the 12 stations of Christmas, and it was like 12 things you do 45 seconds 3 times.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been playing football the night before, and then it was like first thing I was put on was like leg press, and I was like, I can't do it.
You motherfuckers.
I can't do it. Like, I was like, could barely drive home, and I was like, for 3 minutes up the road, I was like, my legs
aren't pressed.
I was like, my legs aren't working. Like, so I you know, I'm gonna stick with it.
Good.
I think
keep doing it.
Yeah,
and
man.
Then I say that from a purely selfish point of view, because then eventually I'll come round.
Yeah,
and you'll also get some benefit out of it.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Well,
wrap it up,
folks. Want to thank you very much for your patience. The plan is very much now, barring some unforeseen incident, that we will just be back as normal.
Yeah.
We've turned the Patreon payment processing back on.
Oh, yeah.
Because we'll be posting there again.
Yeah.
And
later this week.
If you want to hear our latest mini-series that we're going to be recording right after this one, all about the movies of Matt Damon, as voted for by the patrons.
Yes.
You
chose them.
And the first one is 1998.
Yes.
Rounders, a movie that I had not seen.
I think there'll be a few on these that you haven't seen.
Yeah.
Because
hopefully.
Spoiler for 2 weeks' time, we are doing The Rip, the new Netflix movie that him and Ben Affleck are in.
Excuse me?
We agreed to this.
What? The Rip?
Yeah.
Are you thinking Talented Mr. Ripley?
No.
Is that like a shorthand?
No,
like,
no. The Rip.
You ain't seen The Rip?
It's a new Netflix movie that's coming out 16th of January. We talked about this, Andy.
But we're not doing it next time, though.
Yeah, we are.
But that's brand new.
I know. That's what I said. It's jumping the queue.
Oh.
We're breaking format. It's all about new year, new things.
We are, you know, I really, this year,
I am going to be pushing the shit out of this pod on YouTube, especially.
Hell yeah.
More clips. I really want to. Let's just stop beating around the bush this year. And folks, you're in at the ground floor.
Mm.
And also, we're going to do a live show this year. How about that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Putting it out there now.
But
first part of the year. Can't hold it back. We know.
What's that from?
It's from something.
I'm going to be.
You, if you can give me the star of the movie.
We know. No.
No?
Oh, my memory, Terry. I need to see a doctor.
Mr. Coach Clan.
It's right there. It's the tip. Mr. Coach Clan. Oh, what a boy.
A perfectly sensitive portrayal of mental health.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Coach Clan, I was wondering.
Well, folks, if you can't wait until next week, the Patreon is right there, patreon.com/whatssogreatabout, where you will find early access to these episodes if you can't wait till Mondays, and two extra bonus episodes a month. Plus, I mean, frankly, an insatiable back catalogue of hundreds of episodes, about more than half a dozen miniseries, a bunch of our top five rankings of various things, music, movies, just general life things. It's a very good time, mm-hmm. and it's only a fiver a month. So, yeah.
If you can't afford...
All the best. All the best.
If you can't afford the five euro a month, well, you can do me one more better. You can give me a rating and review. Now, Andy!
Yeah?
Do you know that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer lost his last game in charge of Man United 4-1 to Watford? But I don't want a 4-star review.
Oh.
I want a 5-star review.
Yeah. How does he do it? I wasn't sure if you were going to go combine the 4 and the 1 and say... Maybe a bit easy.
Yeah, maybe if you're doing your bit. All right? Free comedy tips, Link. You leave them to the professionals. Give us a rating review. Really helps grow the podcast. Yeah. Or tell a friend. Tag a friend online.
And if you, because we now have the Spotify for Creators app, so we know what the hell's going on there. If you listen on Spotify, please drop us an L comment. We absolutely crave feedback on the pod. So please, if you are... Spotify seems to be the easiest way to do that, or you can message the pod. But you know,
we only just realised that there was a bunch of comments.
Yeah, so if you have been leaving comments up until now,
we're very, very sorry.
Don't be discouraged. We literally didn't see.
We're back on it. All right, 2026 is the year.
This is the year.
Yeah.
Please do. But until then, I love you,
and I like you as a friend.
And on Patreon, he will love you like a lover.
Big L from me.
Okay, don't whisper it. All right.
Can you feel
No, that's it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can you feel me in?
Right.
All right. Can you feel me in? Come on. Can you feel me in? Let's talk about it. I was checking this girl next door when her parents went out. She phoned, say, hey, boy. Come on right around. So I knock at the door. You were standing with a bottle of red wine ready to pour. Dressed in long black satin, laced to the floor. So I went in and we sat down, stopped kissing, caressing. Told me about jacuzzi, sounded interesting. So we jumped right in. All calls diverted to answer phone. Please leave a message after the tone. I mean, me and her parents were kinda cool, but they were the fine line between me. Young people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why were you creeping round late last night? Now that I see two shadows moving in your bedroom light. Now you're dressed in black. When I left, you were dressed in white. Can you feel me? Calls diverted to answer phone. Red wine bottle, half the contents gone. Midnight return, jacuzzi turned on. Can you feel me? Whenever the coast was clear and she'd ask me to come out, I'd say, hey girl, come right around. So she knocked at the door, I was standing with the keys in my hand to the 4x4. Jumped in my ride, chicken that nobody saw. The club we went in, we
got down, bound, bound to the rhythm. So it was early morning, thought we better be leaving. So I gave you my jacket for you to hold. Told you to wear it cause you felt cold. I mean, I didn't mean to break the rules. I weren't trying to play mom and dad for fools. We were just doing things young people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why can't you keep your promises? No more saying you'll be home by 12, come strolling in at 4. Out with the girls, but leaving with the boy next door. Can you feel me? Wearing a jacket, whose property? Said you've been queuing for a taxi, but you left all your money on the TV. Can you feel me?
Can you feel me?
All they seem to do is be checking up on you, baby. Watching your every move, think someday they might approve, baby. Why were you creeping round late last night? Why did I see two shadows moving in your bedroom light? Now you're dressed in black, when I left you were dressed in white. Can you feel me?
Can you feel me?
I've ready to answer phone. Red wine bottle, have the contents gone. Midnight return, jacuzzi turned on. Can you feel me?
Yeah. Sure. I don't mind.
You have to have the thing there. Just be careful of all the wires.
Please.
Now, normally I have the 4K cam on me.
So whatever, I've been moisturising. I've been moisturising, I'll be fine. Face scrub and a moisturiser these days.
Ooh.
Trying to fight the ageing process.
The full whack.
Whack. How do I sound there? Whacky races. Whack.
Yeah.
Waxter. Baxter.
Laugh.
Oh man,
I think that's fine. And me.
Yeah.
The lights are bright.
Oh dear god.
Alright.
Okay. What are we even talking about this week?
What time are we at?
It's 10 to 5.
Oh. So it'll be 10 to 6.
Finish this one and
yeah,
then.
Yeah, and they're like 40 minutes and the other one and then. Cool. Let me just think of something.
Okay. Here we go. 10 minutes already wasted thinking about this.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. You're not going to be able to touch that mic, though, because
I don't need to touch it.
Droopy.
Don't need to touch it, man.
Okay. You close enough, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy, happy, happy.
Okay. Am I all right? Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right. All right. In 3, 2, 1, record.
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast that knows you are my Solskjaer, my only Solskjaer. You make me happy.
This is why we had to wait 5 minutes.